Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, actually, in 2004, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. As I said before, I was the project manager or the director of security at the 36th District Court downtown Detroit. And I was sitting in my office one day at the desk, and I had this feeling as if I was going to faint. I almost passed out. So prior to that, I noticed that my ankles were starting to swell. At the time, I was probably about 290 pounds, and I had slowed down a lot. There was a lot of swelling. I couldn't even bend over to tie my shoes without gasping for air. But anyway, that day, I almost passed out, so I called my wife at work, at her job, and I told her that I was going to go to emergency afterwards. I felt something I'd never felt before. Well, I went through emergency, and they took x-rays and everything, and after a couple of hours, they told me I had suffered congestive heart failure. My heart had enlarged, and what I found out later was that it enlarged so big they had never seen a heart that big before, the particular surgeon. What happened was they said it was contributed to something viral. So it wasn't hereditary or anything like that. But anyway, so immediately they put me on medication. I was still working up until 2007. That's when I got very sick and I stopped working. My condition worsened a lot. I started to lose weight. And all the way up until, I think, 2013, my heart had got so bad to where I had to get a heart pump, a heart device, called an LVAD, a left ventricle assistant device. My heart had enlarged so bad, the function was so poor that it was hardly, a lot of my other bodily functions were failing. I lost a lot of weight, a whole lot of weight, from 290 pounds to probably 180, over 100 pounds. Real weak, and it got so bad. So I had this device on me for 4.5 years. And what happened one evening, I actually dropped these young ladies off at church for rehearsal. And I went to Happy's Pizza to get a shrimp dinner. And when I got out the car, I was fine all the way up until I got to the counter. Before I placed my order, I almost passed out. Thank you for dates. Anyway, I almost passed out. Okay. So I immediately I fell into the window and everything. I told them I needed to call. I told them I was a heart patient. I needed some cold water. I started sweating profusely. My heart felt like it was going to jump out my chest. It was beating crazy. I got weak, and I felt like I was gone. I had never felt nothing that bad before. So anyway, I called my wife, told her what was happening. Then I called my neighbor who happened to be home. He came right up there because it was like 3 minutes down the street. And they called. He called the ambulance. They came up, and they took me to Garden City Hospital. Now, I said I had this device on. Now, it's already electricity. It's powered by batteries, by electricity. At night, I would have to plug up to a 25-foot cable to keep the machine going. Everything had to. It didn't go on its own. It had to be electricity. During the day, when I wanted to be mobile, I had to wear a vest with these two big batteries on it, like the old cell phones when they first came out, real huge batteries. And I would walk around with those on just to keep the pump going. When I had to lay down or go to sleep, I had to plug up to this cable at night. So anyway, I had this heart device on. They took me to Garden City, and they wasn't familiar with the heart pump, so they had to call my cardiologist at Henry Ford. They said that they could shock me because they were scared to because of the device. Anyway, they shocked me. Next thing I know, 2 hours later, 3 hours later, I woke up in Henry Ford, intensive care. And that was July 27th of last year, 2017. So I was in the hospital from that night all the way up until the day before Thanksgiving last year. My heart had depleted, so my function had depleted so bad to where they would not let me go home until I got a heart. So from July 27th up until September 14th, I was plugged up to electricity. Very weak. It had got to the point to where I was unable to walk. I was unable to do anything for myself. I got a heart. I had been on the list for a few years, but I got a heart that night on the 14th. The transplant, it was really rough afterwards. I had lost speech, the ability to swallow. I couldn't eat. They had me on a feeding tube. I was in dialysis because my kidney had failed. I could hardly see, but I couldn't speak at all. Right now, disability. So I'm home most of the day. Other than me being a chauffeur for my girls, I get up, start my day. Now I cook me some breakfast or, you know, just make some cereal, whatever. But I try to embrace, I actually been doing it a lot lately, eating healthy. I have to, if I want to survive. So I've adopted that and, put that in my daily routine. I get up, do some reading. Of course, listen to some music. But I get up, I read some, I read a lot of the Bible. I read the daily inspirationals, things of that nature, get my day started. Then I'll do some exercise actually around the house. And then normally before it's time to go get my high schooler from school, I'll try to go up to the gym an hour before getting her. And so then after that, it's a matter of what they want to do. And a lot of times I'm either trying to get something together for dinner or calling my wife, asking her what she's going to bring home. but yeah, that's pretty much it right now. It's actually, I'm in a good place because I'm healing. All that, the despair and the dark times and all that has been overshadowed. It's drifting. I had a lot of bad memories afterwards, you know, just thinking about, you know, like the PTSD of the whole thing, you know what I mean? The years of dealing with it, you know, even with my faith, you know, it was hard to deal with emotionally, mentally. It's definitely physically, but yeah, emotionally, mentally, me being a man, you know, and a man of stature. So I was actually you know, strong and with position, you know, and doing my thing. And then that just, for that to hit me just like that, it was really hard physically, but more than that, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you know, that was the hardest. So right now it's a good, I'm in a good place because I'm still recovering on inside. I'm growing stronger again. And this peaceful time is, you know, it won't always be like this because as I get stronger and things of that nature, I know more is expected of me. So I'm going to have to step up. But right now it's a blessing. I'm really grateful for this time right now because I get to grow again and get to come back. So a lot of that darkness or whatever is dissipated and I'm just enjoying the new life.
And what's the goal for you? What's the goal?
You know what? Actually, have a couple of goals. I want to see my grandsons grow into men. I want to see them grow into men. As much as I don't want to give my daughters away, one day I may have to, but I'm looking forward to seeing them become women, having a family. You know, that's definitely one of my goals, two of my goals. And then thirdly is to get healthy as possible. You know, I see a lot of these guys, a lot of these older men at the gym in their 70s, and they're walking, they're lifting, they're rowing, they're doing all this stuff. And I'm looking at these guys like, wow. You can tell they didn't just wake up and start doing it. They've been doing it for a while. So they motivate me. So definitely to get in great shape, not just good shape, but great shape. I want to do that. And not to mention, more in ministry, something that I was called to do a long time ago. To what extent, I'm not, I can't really say, but I know I'm supposed to be involved in ministry a lot more. And so that is something that I've been seeking God about. I've been doing a lot of studying and a lot of being more attentive to the things of ministry, the things of acknowledging my gifts. So I want to utilize them. And last but not least, I want to get back to work. I want to get back to doing something that I love, which is obviously music. And I want to find something in that avenue that will bring in some revenue. Yeah.
Right. Two more questions.
Mm-hmm.
What will this Thanksgiving be like for you?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know, it's going to be emotional. I know that. I'm thankful for every day, but just to obviously to be able to eat. You know, my cousin called, and they normally have big shebangs on the holiday, and they do it big. And he had asked him what they were doing, and he said, "You guys can come on out." And my wife said, "She said, well, I want to cook at home too. I want, you know, we can go, but I want to have my own food." And then started going back and forth about that. And then after a while, I said, "You know what? That's right. There's no other option. Yeah, you got to cook because I got to eat at home this year." So I know it's going to be emotional. I'm looking forward to it. I've eaten everything that I couldn't eat 10 times since I've been home. So, like I said, I'm trying to eat healthy. But that day, I'm going to go for it. I don't think she's going to get me any junk anyway. But she normally cooks pretty good on Thanksgiving. Yeah, she sets it out. So I'm looking forward to that. We don't have anything planned, family or nothing like that. Coming over. So we'll probably get out ourselves, but for the most part, I'm just looking forward to waking up at home, you know, and a nice home, heated home, you know, with my family. Yes, because there were many nights I would lay up there, and I can't even tell you the anguish. I can't even describe it. You know, hoping, because I'm used to taking care of it. I'm used to making sure the house is safe, and I've always been a protector of my family. You know, I was raised that way as a young boy, you know. So it you know, that part was literally almost killing me, not being able here to, you know, to watch over and take care of them. So me to be here now is, you know, I drive them nuts by checking the doors and stuff like that behind them. But, you know, I guess that's part of the military man in me, you know. So yeah, just glad to be here. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, for the most part, I know it's going to be emotional. To what extent, I don't know. You know, so I'm not a man that doesn't believe in crying. I will cry in a minute, you know. So I'm sure I'll probably shed some tears. But just grateful to be here. Mm-hmm. Looking forward.
So finish this line for me. This Thanksgiving, I am most thankful for?
Life. Most thankful for life. Yes. Period. and all that embodies, you know. Yes.
And how is your heart? What's your...
Well, actually, I'm doing excellent. As I said before, I'm doing things I haven't done in years. Literally, I'm doing things I haven't done in years. Now, one thing I realized that it didn't take. I didn't get in the bad situation overnight, so it's not gonna, you know, me getting in shape or getting, you know, to where I want to be. It won't happen overnight. It's going to have to be a lifestyle. And that's what I've incorporated in the past few months, making it a must for me. It's like me eating, you know, sleeping. I have to do that. I have to exercise. I have to eat right in order for me to live. So there are some things that, as a matter of fact, I'm going for a test tomorrow. There's some things that they still have to check on. And, you know, it's only been a little bit over a year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first year is really the time that the watchful time, you know, it's like a baby, you know, that they really have to watch over you. So still having a lot of tests done, but for the most part, I'm actually doing good. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, to doing great things and yeah, making an impact.
CYNTHIA.
And so, And obviously we're doing the story on your husband and this Thanksgiving and how where he was this last Thanksgiving. Just your thoughts as you approach this 1 year after he came down and ate your food.
He did. I guess surreal, in a sense, after seeing him in the hospital the way he was. And it just wasn't him, you know. I was like, wow, is this the way we're going to live the rest of our lives? Which was okay. I mean, you do what you got to do. But when they told me he would come home on a feeding tube, I can't do no feeding tube, but we did it. And because he couldn't swallow, it was, you know, quite scary. When I made Thanksgiving dinner, he's like, I want to try it. So we were scared, but I smashed everything up and fed it to him, and he ate a little bit of Thanksgiving dinner. Very little, but it was what he says, delicious. So this year, of course, I was like, I really want to cook at home so that you can have it and we don't have to take to-go plates. We can just continue to eat on the Thanksgiving dinner that you probably thought you were never going to get again. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
hopefully it comes out good.
I was going to say, what's on the menu?
Oh, it's tradition. I do the same dishes every Thanksgiving, which is dressing, mac and cheese, greens, yams, turkey, ham, sweet potato pie, and I'm going to make his favorite, which is my grandmother's pound cake. So this year we get the bonus.
Yes. That pound cake just sounds good. My grandmother's pound.
It's really good.
I believe it. And I know you, it's, I know this whole experience is like you have been there, and I know it, and have maintained the family and the girls, and just even your work at church has continued. What has kept you going?
God, for sure, friends. My family at church, that's, they were everything. It was rough. It was rough trying to, I guess my thing was, Lord, help me to keep it as normal as possible. I didn't want the girls growing up thinking, oh, we didn't get to do certain things because we had a sick father. So by that happening, I pushed myself, you know, really hard. And the church kept me, though. I mean, I enjoyed being that busy. Being that busy didn't help me, you know, it did not allow me, rather, to dwell on my circumstances. So keeping up the dance ministry was a blessing. Singing was a blessing. Services were blessings. Just staying busy. And like I said, my friends, they were everything. They were there from, I can remember, Steve, sorry. I can remember the last bout when his right heart went out. And I came home. I was tired. And they were like, you're not going to the hospital? I said, I'm going. No, go now. We're up here. So it's like, are you serious? You guys beat me up there? So I got a little strength because I think a couple of nights before, or a couple of weekends prior to, I think we were at emergency. I think that's when his appendix, he had to get his appendix out. So it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I think I was just totally exhausted. But because they were like, we're here, we're waiting on you to walk through the door, jumped in my car, got up there, and we were there for a few hours that night till way early in the morning. But yeah, I'm going to say that that's what kept my girls, definitely. And I think that was just really just trying to live a certain way in front of them so that they don't fear things that happen, you know. And they had to see it. You can talk about it all the time, but to see it would I'm sure impact them later. I see that, you know, I see differences now. And how they handle things. I think they're very mature. And their decision-making is, like, on point. You're just like, wow, you would think that way? But they do. And I think a lot of that has to do with what they saw. So definitely God's first, friends, family. And that's what kept me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.